This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Rural Electric Cooperatives, a story of democracy defeated and discrimination unchecked. Following a lengthy research and database project, Acorn International and Labor Neighbor Research and Training Center have now released a sobering and in some ways shocking report called Democracy Lost and Discrimination Found, the Crisis in Rural Electric Cooperatives in the South. Looking at all available information on 313 cooperatives and their governance and representation structure in the 12-state southern region, the Rural Power Project, housed at Labor Neighbor, found that time had stopped and the leadership structure of many rural electric cooperatives seemed frozen in the 50s. The report examined available documents revealing governance and representation patterns in all of the cooperatives in the South and found that of the 3,051 supposedly democratically elected board members, 2,754 are men, or 90.3%, and 297 members are women, or 9.7%. This compares to a South-wide gender distribution of 48.9% men and 51.1% women. Examining available information on the racial and ethnic representation was even more difficult. The project found 1,946 of the members are white, or 95.3% throughout the South, but only 4.4% of the members are African American. Of the more than 2,000 governing positions for which information was available, only 6 members were Hispanic, or 0.3% of the total. In the southern states, 69.23% of the population is white, while 22.32% are black, and 10.19% identify as Hispanic. Half of the states, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, had 3 or fewer African Americans represented in corporate governance, in cooperative governance at any level, with Louisiana and Kentucky only having 1, and Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee having only 2. Despite the fact that Florida counts almost 1/4, 24.1% of its population as Hispanic, and Texas totals more than 1/3, 38.6% Hispanic, there's only 1 Hispanic board member in Florida and only 5 in the whole state of Texas. The Rural Power Project found it difficult to believe that the lack of racial or gender diversity in cooperative leadership was coincidental, given the lack of transparency of many cooperatives and the obstacles placed in the path of basic democratic practice that are embedded in the avowed principles of cooperatives. Many cooperatives seem frozen in the 50s and have resisted continuous efforts to democratize their operations. As cooperatives have become economic development and social service intermediaries for government and other agencies as key pillars of United States rural policy, such a lack of diversity and equitable representation tend to continue bad historical practices and stand in the way of the future most would like to envision for the South. Acorn and its partners recommend intervention to assure democratic norms, including transparency in election and reporting matters, along the lines passed in Colorado in 2010, as well as a more aggressive compliance and regulatory action by the states and federal government. Many state utility commissions need to exert authority, and federal loans need to be conditioned on democratic procedures. We're hoping the outrage at these statistics felt by policymakers and members of rural electric cooperatives is as intense as our own feelings, and we're committed to the fight to make them accountable, representative, and diverse. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.